All right, so we're live tonight. We got Two Dudes, Three Legs, Two Dudes, Money Magnets, and the one, Anthony Sorino, is in the house.
This guy's a real money magnet. I'm here.
And we got some cool ideas we're going to throw around. We're going to talk about some do-nothing products. And you guys are the talent, so you guys feel free to speak up at any moment. Tell me stop. Tell me rewind. Tell me play. You guys are the boss. All right?
All right.
All right, first up, we got, Shake Weight.
Shake Weight? That's a real weight? That's not a fake...
Oh, I got a good product? Story about a Shake Weight.
No, it's a real product, but it doesn't really do anything for you.
We got a kid on our team. That
so what you're saying is it's one of these?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, huh?
Oscillates?
It's not funny.
It's not funny. Who gave Sean a mic?
It's the first time ever.
Bro, Shake Weight is definitely a good workout. Have you ever like made a protein shake and you really got to fucking get in there because the top of the fucking protein stuck at the top of the cup and you can't get it?
Google how many sales did Shake Weight have. That's what I'm, how much money they make.
You called it a do nothing product?
Yes.
Pseudoscience.
I think it's a good product. I think it's.
How do you know? How the fuck do you know it's a good product?
I actually don't think it
yeah.
is.
Racked because up $1.2 billion in sales.
What? Wow. You know why? Because every stay at home mother's got one and it just sits in the corner. She does nothing with it. I'm serious. They don't use it.
I bought it as a gift for Cameron Ablos one time.
Is this a real? Oh, come on. You know, they make one where at the end it squirts water on you to cool you down after your workout. You just shake it and it goes in your face.
What did you guys get me into tonight?
We're just trying to get you in trouble. We're just trying to get you in trouble. That's all. Nothing too big.
I apologize to my followers.
Ellen DeGeneres does not know how to work that thing.
Fuck, hold on.
You know, when I first saw it, I thought it was battery powered.
Bro, you're moving a half a millimeter.
Whatever year that thing came out.
All the inertia is being consumed by the other end when you're shaking it. So it's literally not a workout. It's a non-existent workout.
Yes, it is.
No.
You're tensing your bicep and tricep like rapidly.
So you feel them tightening and toning instantly, giving you visible results in just 6 minutes a day.
Has your husband stopped talking to you? Do you need to give him the best hand job you've ever given? Shake Weight.
This is crazy. Wait, what is this? I thought I was playing a good thing.
I don't think this is
I think it's a different website, right?
Oh, chill out, lady.
Oh, no. Sorry. All right, let's move to the next one.
Wow.
All right, next up.
You guys got me blushing.
So what about Skechers Shape Ups? Does anyone remember that?
Oh,
they popped off for a minute.
Yeah, that was popping.
What they're supposed to make your butt rounder or something?
And calves.
Your calves.
Your whole leg is supposed to calves in your.
You ever know? You know those people that walk only on their toes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always have jacked calves, so I guess it kind of works.
Jacked calves. Yeah, but what does that have to do with Skechers?
The Shape Ups, bro. They have the big heel, so like you would walk like on your toes more.
Is that the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Let's watch
the video. Take it to the video.
I think Alex Hormozy wears those.
Nah, bro. He wears those croc looking things.
Utility.
Yeah. You've seen his video about that? That guy.
You see him talking about his shorts?
Yeah. He's hysterical.
Ready to go.
Talking about it. What did he say about his shorts?
About how they have to fit. They have to serve all the purposes. He has to be able to wear them in the gym, wear them in a restaurant, wear them out, and always just be good in them and comfortable and they don't stink.
He is a man of efficiency.
Yeah.
Oh, this is from Super Bowl XLIV.
Also, me and Serena right now are matching with our New Balances.
In a gym with Shape Ups from Skechers.
Mine are just tan.
I already feel a difference in the way my jeans fit.
My feet, legs, and back don't hurt at all anymore.
I spent 16 years on the football field, and Skechers Shape Ups have improved my.
I haven't gotten laid in 3 years.
Shape Ups from Skechers.
How old was that commercial?
2006.
Wow. That's how long Shape Ups have been out?
Wow. Has agreed to pay $40 million settlement charges that the company deceived consumers
by making unfounded
claims. Can you repeat that from the top again, Zach?
The Federal Trade Commission announced that Skechers USA /Inc. has agreed to pay $40 million to settle charges that the company deceived consumers by making unfounded claims that Shape Ups would help people lose weight and strengthen tone and their buttocks, legs, abdomen muscles.
Any thoughts? Are consumers stupid? Is the company actually being malicious in this action? What do you think, guys?
I don't know. There's so many things like that.
They agreed to pay $40 million. They probably made a so much more than that selling them?
Yo, what's their name?
How much did they make?
What's the other? Bang Energy just paid like $180 million for saying that they had super creatine, but the word super in creatine was false.
It was just regular yeah. creatine?
So I don't know. I feel like you just.
It's amazing what they sue people for. Imagine being at the court case.
Yeah.
Remember when the person burnt themselves with the McDonald's coffee?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And now they have to have the warning.
You can't even handle your own cup of coffee.
How do you go to court for that? Like,
yo, there's a whole thing though now of like
litigious society.
Yeah, where people just
sue.
Like you just wait till you can sue so you can make money.
Guys, I bought these Skechers 6 months ago. My ass is hardly toned. I'm suing. Takes it to court.
And they
no,
win.
It doesn't stop there. They get a lawyer. Hey, man, I got to say, I bought these Skechers 6 months ago. Look at my flabby, fat ass. Let's take it to court. Dude, I think we really got a case here. I'm going to take it to court. They go to court. Then it's in court. There's got to be evidence. This lady shows up with her flabby, fat ass as, what do they call it? What is it?
Flabby, fat ass.
No, but look at whatever it's called. A.
What? Exhibit?
Exhibit A. Look at her flabby fat ass. Exhibit B. Look at her untoned calves. Bang, bang, bang. Case over. $40 million. Her flabby fat ass. You need to pay $40 million because her ass is flabby.
She's got a bad case of no ass at all.
No ass at all. Yeah. But like, could you imagine that's how it went? I want to know how the court case went. It was probably like a comedy special. Right? You got to imagine.
I agree 100%. I don't even know what else to say.
Is the evidence public? Can we see like the images they were showing like to prove that their ass did not grow?
Right? No. I want to see Exhibit A. There's just an ass sagging.
Wait, look who that is.
Is that Kim Kardashian?
Yeah. So is she wearing them on her chest?
Wait, that's really Kim?
They must have done a campaign.
Skechers Club.
Damn, remember when Kim was less than 90% polysaturated fats in her fucking injectable skin face? Any of that means sense.
All right, next up. I think this is a lawsuit associated with vitamin water.
Because it's not because actually vitamins.
It doesn't have vitamins.
Well, I mean.
The XXX I used to take to the neck every day.
They were good, right?
Yeah.
It was like that one flavor.
I don't care if I was getting vitamins or not.
That flavor carried the whole brand.
I see.
Remember the white flavor?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, me neither. No. Nobody does. Because it was garbage.
Do you remember those bracelets that people used to wear? Everyone in baseball used to wear them. And it had like a little piece of copper on the inside. It was like a little circle. Yeah. And everyone used to say they would make you stronger and faster and all that. Do you remember that?
No.
They got like those copper sleeves too, like copper tone or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Well, that's newer now. That's all over the place.
It's all pseudoscience.
But they had the ones that were like a wristband, that were just a little wristband with a little copper thing. And it was everyone wore them for the longest time.
What an idiot. Who would buy something that stupid?
Yeah,
is that my EMF
phone?
Blocker? Oh, shit.
I feel like that's real, though.
Yeah, real bullshit. It's going to give me like extra brain cancer.
Yeah. I can't. I don't Serena, know. I feel like if it was really EMF blocker, your phone wouldn't work.
You brought up pseudoscience. Like what other kind of...
Speaking of pseudoscience, let's talk about your line of work.
No.
Are you talking about solar? You better get the fuck out of here.
That's fucked up.
I was talking about hypnosis.
Oh, you're talking about yourself. Yeah, I thought you were talking about solar.
No, I was talking about myself.
Just a bunch of solar, fucking scam artists too. Over here.
I was going to say, you get people saying you're pseudoscience all the time?
Well, yeah, they just say like hypnosis isn't real. And, you know, mainly they think I'm going to make them quack like a duck or, you know, pretend they're pregnant or something, you know.
You have so many like testimonials though, of people who you've helped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's crazy because I get literally thousands of DMs and emails every single month of people who have watched my videos and like tell me the real tangible results that they're getting. So I don't do the funny stuff. Sometimes we do like silly things and whatnot, but mainly is to, you know, relieve anxiety and things like that. But a lot of people, hypnosis gets a bad rap. You know,
yeah,
you automatically think something It's funny.
It sounds like a circus trick.
Yeah.
When you use the word hypnosis.
Yeah.
But you've been using, what's the term you use instead?
I just use subconscious reprogramming.
That sounds way sexier.
Yeah.
When you say you do funny things, though, what were the funny things you were saying?
Well, like, if I used to go out to the bar and stuff, and so it was like hypnotize me, I'd like make them forget their name or like stick their hand to their head or something.
You can make someone forget their name?
Yeah, I can make you think I'm like Drake or something. Yeah. We'll have to do it one day on the show.
I'm actually mad scared.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. People get scared. They think I'm like controlling their mind. It's not mind control.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you'll do whatever is aligned with what you want, right? So if someone wants to be hypnotized to lose weight, they'll lose weight. If they want to be hypnotized to do something funny, like quack like a duck, well, that's what's going to happen.
Can you convince him that you're Taylor Swift?
I could. We should do that one day.
What's wrong with today?
You guys want to see a clip of the Mac guy Max making a girl forget her name?
Oh yeah, Max. Yeah, Max is cool. Max, yeah. What's his last name?
That's it.
It drifts away into the night sky, into the black.
It's
you can no
TV.
Longer see your name, and in fact, it's gone from your mind. You no longer remember your own name. It's completely wiped away. And the harder you try to remember it, the more impossible it becomes. I'm Max. What's your name? Try to find it. Notice you can't.
Yeah, so this is all very real. This is, like, she really can't.
This is real.
Yeah, very real. But she was already hypnotized before this clip started.
You don't know.
So she was put into a state of hypnosis and then given suggestion that basically told her mind to forget her name temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, break that down.
So is the real, is the real cause of that there that you're somehow just stopping their conscious brain and allowing it to just go straight to their subconscious?
Yeah, so we all have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody kind of understands this conceptually. But you can't cut open your brain and see where each one is, but we do know there's different parts of the brain responsible for both. So your prefrontal cortex, now we're getting bogged down to the neuroscience, but your prefrontal cortex is like responsible for your conscious analytical thought that we're using right now. Your subconscious mind is like the reptilian part of your brain from an evolutionary standpoint. So when you're in a state of hypnosis, you're relaxing the prefrontal cortex, so your critical faculty is lowered. So when someone gives you a suggestion, like you're going to forget your name, it goes in very literally from a neurological perspective. It's only temporary. It'll never stick, something like that. Like things that are against reality or like your morals, if it's in a fun setting, it'll stick for a little bit. But, you know, even if
define a little bit, like what kind of time frame?
Like 5-10 minutes. Like as long as they were doing that bit. You know, she went back out and he didn't say anything to her after that. She would eventually remember her name in probably 15, 20 minutes. Yeah.
Bro, that is so wild. Yeah. I just can't even understand.
You should one day, I don't know, today or whatever, you should put like the CIA documents on like hypnosis and stuff. That stuff's wild.
Mm.
But
you've done extensive research, I assume?
I do take my job seriously.
No, but I mean on the CIA. Like, do you use that for work?
No, I'm not a big conspiracy guy at all. But, you know, when the CIA and stuff is using modalities like this, it makes you wonder about the efficacy of it. It must be, you know, pretty valid, you know.
Do you think there's actually programming in the TV that we watch? And
there's programming everywhere. Marketing's programming, right? Cup is hypnotizing you right now with the messaging and the marketing on it.
It's Drake.
Why did you order that?
Protein.
Okay. Well, why'd you order that specific one?
Because it's delicious.
You made a conscious decision to order that?
I think I did.
Okay. Why did you make that decision, though?
Because I wanted protein.
Because of your past experiences that you were pre-programmed with and you made that decision, you thought it was conscious, but it wasn't because you're preconditioned to enjoy that flavor and that and that protein.
Oh, because I've been programmed.
Yeah. Based on your what you like and what you don't like.
Okay.
Up until today.
That makes sense.
So like when you call and order a pepperoni pizza with, you know, jalapenos or whatever, you think you're deciding that, but you're only deciding that because you already like pepper, like you already have programs up there that have predetermined your decisions.
I get that.
Tony.
No, but it's kind of a crazy way to think of it. Like you just do what you like, but it's
we're
like,
on autopilot. Yeah, everybody's on autopilot. Programmed.
All the time. Yeah. Right.
They say 91% of your thoughts are the exact same as you had the day before.
Exactly.
And it's like somewhere around 100,000 thoughts.
Yeah. And that's why you got to audit your thoughts constantly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the efficient way to go about everything, though. It's like how your brain would operate most efficiently.
Hold up, though. We're going to stay on that topic right there. Audit your thoughts, because that was a bar. And I have that conversation all the time. Talking about auditing your thoughts. I heard this the other day. A guy was saying, practice makes perfect. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, that's bullshit. all of us practice speech every day. All we ever do is talk. We all talk. But some of us talk really good and some of us talk like shit. And he was saying the difference is that I audit and analyze what I do after I'm done speaking. And I pay, oh, did I say here? Did I do this sentence twice? Did I make this point concise enough? Mm-hmm. And then you audit yourself and then magically you become better. So it's the same for thoughts, you're saying, yes?
Yeah, and I like to say practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to constantly be refining, you know, and reiterating on your experience. And so your thoughts are one of those things. Your thoughts are a byproduct of your subconscious programming. And so someone who's prone to negative thoughts, they've thought like that for a long time. And the more you think negative, the more negative experiences you find, right? It's like a lot of, on TikTok right now, everybody's talking about the red car theory, right? And if I asked you how many red trucks you passed yesterday, you'd be like, I don't know. But if I paid you $100 for every car you pointed out tomorrow, every red truck, you'd see all of those red trucks.
We should try that.
Yeah.
Pay me $100.
Tony, I want to know if you think that it's possible for you to be made to forget your name. Do you think that's possible for you?
Yeah, I'm a believer. Yeah.
I think so.
Anthony's very convincing. I wouldn't believe it if I saw that video standalone, but now that I watched it with him.
It's all about wanting it to happen, right? Like, it would be like me telling Zach to like raise his arm right now. He could choose to raise his arm or not. Like, it's up to him, right? So if I exactly. Like, maybe I just hypnotize him and lift his arm because he did it. It's suggestion, right? So
The guy Max Major went over to, who's the guys, the stream? Yeah. Zach, you like those guys, right? The streamers?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
All right. Let's see this one.
Zach, you like dudes, right?
Sure.
Zach just made a fucking video about talking about buying cologne because the guy said he made cologne. So I'm just saying, like.
But hold up 1 second. Let's stay on the topic. It wasn't because of him. It was because homie had 100 colognes. So I said, oh, he must know his colognes pretty well.
You got programmed.
If they had facts, 100%. But it was one of those shows where it's like, what do you carry on you every day? 10 essentials. And he had 150 colognes. And then he said, this one's my favorite. I said, oh, he's got 150. He must have a good idea of what's good and what's bad. So I bought the cologne. But anyway. I had to argue my point.
You
there.
Watched them.
So, because I don't.
You just, like those guys.
Yeah, because I like those guys.
Anthony, do you think there's anything to this point of like, what do you think is like more convincing? Like the subtlety of like the Smoothie King product branding or like someone literally telling you, like an influencer telling you, just buy this product?
Depends. Authority is big, right? So if you have a lot of authority online, people are going to take what you say much more literally and be more influenced by it. Doctors have a lot of authority. So if you go into a doctor's office and they tell you that you're sick and this procedure is going to be painful, well, you know damn well it's going to be painful because they've just implanted that suggestion. There's actually a whole industry of like clean language for medical professionals because you have to be very careful when someone's in like a trauma response or going through something painful. You have to be really careful what you're saying because one, you're an authority figure as the medical professional, and two, their mind is already searching for suggestion because they're in a moment of pain and trauma, and you know. So, yeah.
I think it's a shame that we don't understand the power of our minds. I'm reminded from what you just said about this story, this guy, and this might seem a little off topic, but it just speaks to the power of your own brain. There's a story of this guy who locked himself in a freezer and he thought it was on. It was off. He died of hypothermia.
This is a true story?
True story. Look at it. He died of hypothermia.
I don't know.
It was 65 degrees. Because he convinced himself that it was freezing cold in there.
I've never heard of that.
He would have been fine.
I gotta look that up.
Google that shit.
Yeah, Google. That's.
I feel like stuff like that.
Make a video on that later.
It's crazy.
Stuff like that's common.
You hear about the research study with the rats that they drowned? You ever hear this one?
Yeah, they put them. The hope. It's about hope.
Did we talk about that last time or no?
No, I just happen to know it from something else. But go on. It's actually super interesting.
So researchers took a bunch of rats and they drowned them in this tub to see how long they would last just in this water, not able to get out. They lasted, I don't know, it was like 2.5 minutes or something like that before they drowned. And what they did is, knowing that, they took a new group of rats, they put them in the same tub, and knowing that they were going to die on average around 2.5 minutes later, right before that time was up, they would take them out, that second group of rats, and they would nurse them back to health, dry them off. Then what happened is they put that same group of rats that they saved back in the water, and they tracked how long they were able to stay alive.
Guess how long they stayed alive.
Guess how long?
I don't remember exactly.
I don't either.
I'm not kidding you. I think it was like 24 hours. Yeah, they tread water for 24 hours because they have hope.
Yeah.
They think they're like, oh, they're going to come any second.
So because they had the knowledge now of the possibility of surviving, they were able to. So imagine if people brought their awareness to the possibility of themselves succeeding or, you know, making money or, you know.
Yeah. So like, let's talk about how we can do things in our regular life. And what kind of thoughts we need to understand. Like, every thought that we've ever had has been given to us by something. Like you said, it's a programming. Like, I'm not enough. Or, oh, I'm too young to do this. Or, oh, I, whatever. It's always been given to us by something. But the crazy part is, we can change it at any moment. And I think the general populace of society doesn't actually believe that you can change your thought.
Definitely. And I think the issue is, though, there's a push for like affirmations, positive thinking, vision boards, and all this kind of stuff, and especially like the manifestation community, and even in the general personal development world, is like visualize your success, and that's all fine and dandy. But the analogy I always give is like having your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time, right? All that stuff is foot on the gas type work. But if you have your foot on the brake in the form of self-doubt, insecurity, fear, where you're going to be spinning your wheels, you're going to feel stuck. So that's where things like hypnosis, meditation, all these other subconscious modalities come in, so you can remove, you know, your foot from that brake.
Do you believe that's the best way to eliminate self-doubt, hypnosis?
I've tried it, as they say, I've tried it all. I mean, for nearly a decade, you know, and hypnosis seems to be the fastest way, because hypnosis is a process and a state. So the state's important, like the state of the brain state that you go in to make these changes. Is the most important aspect of this, and hypnosis is just a process by which you can get into that state quickly. So,
got it. Okay.
I don't know how deep down that rabbit hole you want.
No, I'm just thinking because like I had certain beliefs and thoughts when I first got into sales and I first started doing business that didn't serve me, and I changed them over time from reading books and listening to podcasts and stuff. But I feel like if I look back on it now that we're talking, a lot of times you kind of are in that state of like almost meditative hypnosis kind of being where it's like, I'm driving, listening to a podcast and he says something and I go, holy fuck, what did he just say? And I go back and listen to it like two times. And then I start to tell myself that consciously. And then all of a sudden I have that belief now, you know, and I go to work on proving it to myself.
And what you were experiencing, and two, you also leverage repetition, right? When we were in high school, using flashcards and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's important. So imagine what you learned doing the podcast and the books and all that over days, weeks, and months and years. You can consolidate that with hypnosis by leveraging those subconscious processes. So
I need to book a session.
Yeah. I mean, it's honestly, I wish I could really get it across to people how powerful it is. And look, I'm not the epitome of health. I'm not like the most successful person, but if you saw me 5 years ago, you wouldn't even recognize me. But not just physically, but like I'm not even the same dude. Like I was scared to get on airplanes. I would go to the doctor because I saw that I was dying of cancer every day. And, you know, I was scared to talk to girls and things like that, scared to put myself out there on social media. And now here I am, million followers on social media, married, successful. And I'm not saying that to brag. It's just, you know.
Hypnotize. Can you hypnotize me to stop cursing?
I can only make people do something they want to do.
No, I want to stop cursing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a habit that you've built, right? So, yeah. And it's also probably tied to who you are, your identity, funny guy, you know, type of thing, you know? So it's tough, especially if it's part of your identity and who
Let's
you are.
Let's say I wanted to. How do I go about it? I come see you.
Yeah.
We start doing sessions.
So there's usually a benefit to every program you have, every habit, every belief, every fear. Your mind has a benefit to it, so you get something out of cursing. Even if you're not conscious,
it makes my point come across stronger. That's what I think it does.
Exactly.
When you add "fuck" to a sentence, it gives it a little foof.
Yeah,
a little oomph. But it really doesn't.
Yeah. So then you would have to convince your mind, and this is what we do in a session, that there's another way to get your point across that's even more effective than cursing.
And speaking more articulate.
So you know that consciously, but it's about aligning the subconscious processes and patterns that are.
Are you doing it right now?
I've already done it. Wide awake.
Yo, I'm tripping, bro. I don't know if you're joking or not.
You could choose to let go of those words. Like, it's up to you. Like, it's not up to me.
You just do something to me. I feel like I'm getting fiddled with.
I mean, Tony, you got to log on to Anthony's lives, bro. He's got thousands of people on his lives.
Let's talk about
this. I just reached out to Kick. I don't know much about Kick, but I was like, yo, Give me one of those contracts y'all are talking about, because I get like 2,000 to 3,000 people on live on TikTok every night.
Can you tell us about Kick? What's Kick?
I don't know. It's like Twitch. It's like a streaming platform.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
But Aiden Ross is like, he's got like 30%. He was saying
he's got
a
massive contract.
But they're paying people millions of dollars just to switch over to their platform. They're basically giving streamers now like a salary to go.
Yeah.
They're trying to grow their whole platform.
It's a 360 deal.
Yeah, they're trying to grow their platform.
It's like being signed to a label.
I mean, the streamers are making crazy money. There's sick money in that now. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally open about like money transparent. Like, I do like.
Let's talk about your numbers real quick. Like, as far as viewership first, what does it look like now? Because you've been growing rapidly. Last time we saw you was 7-8 months ago.
Something like maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
And you weren't even doing lives back then.
I wasn't.
When did this start?
So I was doing lives. I think we talked about this before we started rolling. Was the closer I got to my goals, the further away I got from what started getting me there. And so when I first was on TikTok and social media, I was like, you know what? I got to post consistently. I got to go live consistently. So I was going live every single day for 90 days straight the first time. And I went from 0 to like 400,000 followers in that time frame. And then I got complacent and I stopped going live because I was still making money. I was getting a bunch of clients from my organic content and whatnot. And then recently I was like, I'm working so much. I'm seeing so many one-on-one clients, this and that. And I was like, there's got to be different levers to pull. And so I was doing some of my modalities and techniques that I use. And all of a sudden, I just got myself motivated to do live again. And now anytime I go live, 3 to 5K for a couple hours. And like, it's also for me selling my products and knowing how to market and sell. And
there's a big turnover rate on live, right?
As far as how many people come and go?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
as many people I'm sure you're sending them somewhere to purchase your...
Yeah, it's actually not... It's anywhere from like 3 to 5% conversion. It's not terrible. It's
pretty damn good.
Yeah. It probably could be better, you know. Obviously, it could always be better.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people on TikTok do that? Go live and
it's the new
sell
thing.
The product?
You have to go live. Yeah. It's growing your content. Most people go live and they think that's going to make them money. Like people think because I have 1 million followers, I have all this money from TikTok. No, I get like $1,000 a month from views. And I get millions of views. All the money has come from creating products and pushing my followers to that product.
Right.
And really not just pushing them, but my whole philosophy is like provide as much value as possible for free. So they're like, what else is this dude going to do when I pay him? You know what I mean? How much more is he going to do for me if I actually buy his stuff or like do one-on-one with him? So, but live is, you have to be going live.
It's interesting. That seems to be what like a lot of people are doing right now. Mm-hmm. Like I literally just came back from Andy Elliott 4 days ago. Mm-hmm. And like, I was thinking about it. I'm like, all his sales training is online.
Yeah.
I could just go listen to it.
Yeah.
But
everybody should have digital products. I'm convinced. Like
Me too.
Even if you teach, I don't know if you guys teach people how to start solar things and whatnot but I don't know.
I
do that.
You do know.
Yeah.
And always like the question I always ask myself is not how can I make more money, but how can I make the amount of money that I'm comfortable with faster? So everybody says they want to go from like 10K a month to 50K a month, but there's a lot of resistance and like limiting beliefs around 50K for a lot of people per month. So I just started asking myself, how can I make 10 or 20K faster? I know it seems like a subtle shift.
Let me ask you this question. Why do you think when you get closer to your goals, I feel like everyone does that. Why do you think when people get closer to their goals, they start to work less and they start to stop doing what they did that got them there?
I mean,
we see it all the time.
Complacency. You get comfortable. And if you're comfortable, you're safe, right? Mm-hmm. From a survival standpoint, if you're safe, you're surviving, and that's all your mind really cares about is your survival.
The lizard brain, mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah,
I miss when I was working because I had to. Like, not like I don't have to work, but what I mean is like I had to. Like, I needed a check immediately. That'll motivate you.
It becomes a lot harder when you're not.
It's kind of cliche, but you really got to find your why. You know, you got to cliches are cliche for reasons because they're true. And that's why everybody talks about clarity. Everybody talks about finding your why.
Mm-hmm.
It's a must. So.